An international team of astronomers, co-led by researchers from the University of Galway, has discovered a new planet. The planet is about 430 light years away and it's young. In fact, it's currently forming an atmosphere. To tell us more, I'm joined by Dr. Christian Ginsky, lecturer at the School of Natural Sciences at the University of Galway. Thank you for joining us this afternoon and congratulations on the discovery. Tell us about this planet.
Thank you so much for having me. So this is a very young planet. It's still in formation, as you just pointed out, around star 430 light years away. It's about five times as massive as Jupiter. So it's a really big gas giant planet.
So it's an enormous planet. Whereabouts did you find it? It's going around, I gather, something similar to our own sun.
Yes. So the young star that we have looked at, this is from a study led by the University of Leiden that we are working together with the PhD student Richelle van Capellewin. And we looked at this together, and this is a young star in the constellation of the Eagle. It's actually even visible in principle from Ireland. And it's one of those nearby stars that we think are young, and now we had a first look to see if there's maybe planet formation going on around it.
And is it almost inevitable then that if there is a star similar to our own sun, that planets will start to form around it?
That is actually what we are thinking right now. We have discovered thousands of extrasolar planets already, but very few that we actually have an image of, and even fewer that are so young as the one that we have discovered now. But yes, we think that planet formation is almost inevitable.
As things stand, this planet doesn't have a particularly snappy name. What are you calling it?
So WISPIT 2, the name comes from the survey program that is led at the University of Leiden. So that is the Wide Separation Planets in Time survey, where we were trying to figure out if these planets move around stars at different ages. So this is where the name comes from.
Will it be getting a better name than that, or is it destined to be WISPIT 2 for eternity?
Well, actually, the name that WISPIT 2 is probably better than the catalog name, which is just a really long number, to be honest.
So it's okay, so it could be far worse than that.
Yes.
Now, the telescope that you use, I presume it's very, very strong.
It's the largest telescope that we have available in the world right now for optical and near-infrared observations. That's the very large telescope. That's actually the name of it in Chile.
So it's called the Very Large Telescope. It's as simple as that. I like that one. So what's next? Now that you've found this planet, and as you say, it's not yet fully formed, where does your work go from here?
Now we are trying to understand how the planet is interacting with its birth environment. So it's when your listeners see the image there, it's in these concentric disc rings is where it's nestled in, and we want to understand how it is interacting, how it's moving in the system, what dust properties are there, because that tells us what dust the planet probably formed from. And eventually what we want to do is we want to reobserve that system with even more powerful telescopes. Now we have the Very Large Telescope, and in about 5 years we will have the extremely large telescope.
You're having me on.
No, we like the extremely large telescope is currently in construction in Chile. It's a 40-meter class telescope, so the main mirror is 40 meters wide. Will be the largest telescope on Earth, and the University of Galway has observing time coming up on this telescope once it goes online.
Oh well, that's fantastic to hear. Listen, thanks once again for joining us, and also again congratulations to you and to the team.